Morning, everybody. Call our meeting to order. We'll start with prayer and then the pledge, if you'd stand with me. Pray with me. Father, we bow before you, God. Recognize who you are and thank you for your love, your mercy, and your help in our lives. And we hold up our county to you and the business that we'll be looking at today and that all that goes on here, Father, that you would guide and direct and provide safety where it's needed, Lord. This direction. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, next we're ready for meeting minutes of July 6th and 7th.
Motion for approval.
Second.
Questions or discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Next we've got accounts payable. Anybody have a motion?
Motion to approve accounts payable.
Second.
Any discussion? I have some, and let me grab my notes up here right quick. This is not a part of the job is not comfortable, and this issue is not a comfortable issue for me to have to face this morning. In our accounts payable, for the fifth time, we've got a reimbursement for Mr. Strophas.
Actually, no, it wasn't in there. It was in the box when I looked at it.
Well, on the worksheet, I guess you'd call it, at the front, it says... Okay, well, I...
After you looked at the box.
Okay. Well, it says right here, check number 32121, not approved. From 614 has been put back in the box per 712 per commission office, JJ. And I went to Joanna this morning after I looked at him and asked because that invoice was not in the box. And she explained that you or somebody in our office had put it back in.
Correct.
So the invoice is not in there.
So when I looked at the box, it wasn't in there either.
Well, who asked staff to put it back in the box?
Commissioner Strophas.
I did after the meeting, but then pulled it.
Okay. This invoice is for $22.40. $19 of that $22.40 is for a taxi service or parking. I can't remember which. The other is $3.40. For coffee in the afternoon, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I don't understand why this $3.40 is such an issue. I do not approve, and I told staff that right off the first time the bill was presented, that I was not in favor of the cost because I didn't believe that it was right for us to be reimbursed or something like that. After that, it's now four more times that it's been put in the box. The $19 taxi service is absolutely justified and reasonable. There's a whole lot more to it than the coffee. I have not been in favor of the out-of-state trips that we've been taking and approving as a commission and have voted against a number of them. Some of those trips are very beneficial to our county, and I see that. But for us to send economic development staff and a county commissioner to to these trips, I don't see as necessary. I think one person can do it and receive the same effect. But we continue to do it. So, anyhow, I don't understand why that we keep bringing this $3.40 cup of coffee up. But if I'm understanding correctly, our accounts payable does not include that.
Correct.
Okay.
If you're having a discussion on that, I'd like to speak when you get finished, sir.
I got my point made, I think.
Mr. Pennell, it's been pretty clear that you've been against all actions of the stimulus team and have voted that way. And the out-of-state trips that have brought financial support to Taney County are trips that Mr. Strophus and I have both supported. I think it's hard for me to understand. As you say, the 340, it's hard for you to understand. It's hard for me to understand that we operate as a commission, as three people, and two votes by any two commissioners is and should be supported by the entire commission. They don't have to agree with it. They can vote against it, but they don't have to keep bringing it up. The fact that there's no harmony or working together when these kind of issues are brought forward. I myself am getting kind of tired of the constant, persistent bringing up the issues for the IDA, bringing up the issues for Mr. Strophus. The trips that were out of state that I know of that were needed were NACO trips, where there was much accomplished in those trips and reported back to us. So I didn't make the trips, but we have a NACO member that sits on the board, and if that person has been appointed to the Rural Action Committee, which affects all rural areas throughout the nation, and I think it's a very, very good thing that we have a voice in that area and that Mr. Strophus gets to take those trips.
Okay.
My point would be just the fact that how many millions of dollars has NACO brought to the county and our relationship with NACO and through NACO. So, I mean, you know, I'm not going to debate my $3 coffee and who I had the meeting with, which was an executive staff, a chief of staff for one of the senators when I was in D.C. But, you know, I can afford the $3 coffee, but I was on a business trip when in the real world, outside the county government, if you're on a business trip and you conduct business, it's a business expense. And you've been very vocal about how you're against out-of-state trips, but yet, thank goodness, Danny has the foresight to see that we can bring the revenues to Taney County, but sometimes we have to go outside Taney County to get those revenues. But I guess what I'll do is, in the next upcoming weeks, is come up and show all the money that's coming through through stimulus packages, through grants, to show that the investment's been well worth it, just so I can bring it to everyone's attention and show that we are actually not there doing anything except conducting business. But anyway, it was, for the record, it wasn't in the box when I got it. So
there's okay. I would challenge you, Danny. You made the statement that I have been against all actions of getting stimulus dollars. I don't believe that's so, and I believe we could look back at the minutes and the record and find otherwise. You made another point, which confirms my point, and that is they don't have to keep bringing it up over and over. That was your comment. And I have the same comment, and I think I made that originally. I don't know why we're bringing up this $3.40 cup of coffee. for five times. There's two issues. There's that issue, and there's the out-of-state travel. And I have opposed sending two of you for this travel. As I said in the beginning, there's benefit to going, and for one of you to go, I think it's beneficial at times. We have lots of NACO trips. How many is there, 4 a year?
It depends on what committee you're in. I mean, there's the high-ranking board of directors, they have 7 to 8 a year. So
how many times have we gone this year or planning to go this year?
I have gone twice and planning to go one more.
Okay. NACO is a valuable organization, and the two terms I've served here, I've supported this funding NACO. Mm-hmm. We had a policy up to this year, or last year, I guess it was, on out-of-state travel as a commission. But again, I'm not against us participating with NACO. I think there's value to it. I don't see why we need to send two of us to cover that base. I think one person could cover that base. Again, my point is, for the fifth time, I'm looking at a $3.40 cup of coffee.
I'd have to see how much expenses of the economic group. I guess we're talking about Ron Housen. We'll just go ahead and say the name. I'd like to see how much expenses he's actually submitted for his trip, because I don't believe he's submitted all of his expenses on those business trips. So I'll have to pull up those records and see how much he's actually submitting.
I said in an IDA meeting mm-hmm. a number of months ago, and I'll save you the time of looking.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Houseman commented that he had spent $7,000 of his own money
mm-hmm.
on trips, and he was asking, I think, at that time for $300 and some reimbursement. So you don't need to look that up. He's, according to his statement in the IDA meeting, his open meeting, he's traveled a bunch. He spent a lot of money mm-hmm. on NACO trips that the county has not been billed for, so I don't think you need to work on that.
So the county's not sending two people?
Well, you tell me. Is the county paying to send two people at times?
$300 worth plus the labor.
So that the county is paying
some
to send two people to the same meeting?
Sometimes not. He goes to different meetings at NACO than I do.
Sometimes they are, though.
Yeah.
So that's my point I'm trying to make.
I see.
Any other discussion on that?
Yeah, I wasn't going to bring this up, but Mr. Pennell, you have forced me to bring these issues up, and I am, as I told you earlier in the statement, I'm tired of the bickering in the county commission. But I have a letter here from you, signed by you, to Mr. Bob Shantz, asking for trash on Ron Houseman. And so I think it's time we put a stop to all this nonsense and go on with county business. The $3.40, if a man is in a business meeting conducting business for the rural committee, Action Committee for the all the counties in the United States and representing our county, if he has a card there and he throws it down to pay for that coffee in a business meeting, or he doesn't have any cash on him, I cannot see that that is any problem.
Mr. Strahan, I'd love to see a copy of that letter to Mr. Shantz that you just mentioned.
I've got it.
Gentlemen, I'd like to, excuse me, Bob, I'm not done here. If you have an accounts payable issue, I'll give you the floor here in just a minute, please. And if not, you can speak to us under public comment. I've looked at this issue for four times and not made a scene about it. The fifth time it came up, I've made a scene.
I've made a motion to pay that bill. Four times.
Well, it's come before us four times, but I know that.
It's just exactly like the other check that was involved that comes before us on different occasions that there was discussion about.
How is it just like that?
Because those checks are put back in there to be approved by the county commission, and they're put in there repetitively. And that last check that there was a big controversy about with the treasurer had been put in and taken out the same. So it's no different whenever those checks, and I thought maybe you'd figure this out, but now those checks are put in to accounts payable until they are approved. Or the person that's receiving the check decides that they don't want to put them in there anymore. Just exactly like Aegis Engineering did whenever they pulled their checks from the other accounts for other billing.
I'm sorry, I don't understand how there's any connection there, Danny. Any other discussion? Okay, accounts payable? Okay, Bob.
Can I give you $3.40? Give me a receipt. Let's drop the subject, please.
Okay.
I want a receipt from you.
Here, Bob, excuse me, but I don't want your money. Please take this back. Please take this back.
It's just entirely here.
It's not my money. It's tax dollar money that we're talking about.
I want to do something for you.
Thank you anyway.
Thank you.
I've got one other issue if we're done with that. Did you all notice the bill that we received on Johnson Controls for the repair on the sensor over at the new facility? Do you have any questions on it? I did.
I looked it over. I did not go into that depth on it.
From what I understood, it was it was out of warranty, so that's all. But I don't know if
that was what,
the details of, from Phil or Renee. I didn't get a debriefing on what the root cause was.
My concern was it's 4.5 hours labor to fix that bad connection. And I called Johnson this morning, and I got to speak to Greg King, I believe. And it seemed like a lot of time, and I called Renee and asked her to check with Phil and to see if there was actually that much time spent on it.
Mm-hmm.
They have $1.75 a mile travel, which may be in line, but it seemed awful expensive to me. And so I called them and just visited with them and shared my concern, and they're to get back to me.
Okay.
So I don't know if it'd be appropriate for us to hold that invoice out or pay it and trust that they'll write us a credit if there is a problem with it.
I would rather just pay it. I know that their bill rate is their bill rate, and when we call them, we're accepting the terms of their bill. I mean, based on an hourly call.
Renee had spoke to us about this, or the reason I didn't look at the billing, other than just look at the billing on there, is Renee had spoke to us about this being out of warranty, and we had a little general discussion about that, and so... Just like some of the other things that have happened, I wasn't in total agreement with it, but it's not anything that I don't think that we can question when we call them and they come in to make a repair like that. We've had some outrageous, I thought, change orders, but when they're presented, there's not much that I can do about those when they're approved by different boards and things, so...
Chuck, I did visit with Renee and with
Phil.
He said they were there that long. I was a little bit concerned about that, and I think you were too. He said part of the reason it was there is he was trying to educate Phil some on how to work that machine, and it's kind of like the reason it is so high, and I agree with you, it's too high, but I mean, you know, but the reason it's that way is it's kind of like Mass 90. It's a proprietary program. And you can't, and without going to training, you can't find anyone else that would work on it. And that maybe needs something we need to consider, knowing that we're going to be dealing with this system for a while, is maybe sending someone to training. We need to check that out. But I think it's a legitimate bill. I agree with you. I think it's too high, but I think it is legitimate.
So you've evidently talked to him after I talked to you this morning.
Yes, I did.
Because I hadn't heard back from him yet.
Well, I went down and talked to him after you talked to me, so
okay. That was... All right. Thank you, Rick.
You're welcome.
All right. I'll be happy to vote for approving that then. Anything else? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. We didn't have any journal entries, public comment. Bob Shantz.
Okay, gentlemen. Several days ago, we had a transportation board here. Some things were brought up. I spoke at it. Frank Miller made an interesting point about if you're going to do any work receiving Tiger Grant II money, it's not only for transportation, it's for economic development. I brought up the fact about 70 businesses from Jay Highway to Lakeshore Drive. I called Frank, and he sent me these documents. I'd say I haven't counted it. There's probably 20-some-odd pages. According to this letter, Frank Preston received a copy of it. Did you get it? Okay. I would urge you three gentlemen and Mr. Preston to look over it very carefully. I'm not going to take time today, but I marked off several sections here. You cannot put the East-West Corridor in under the conditions of the current. The terms used here are the current administration, which is Obama and those people, but there are certain guidelines. We cannot put that East-West Corridor in, and if we can't do that, then you might as well eliminate. You had seven projects, number four and number five, the Highway 76, Highway J, and the Maple Street. So, you know, the rain last night, I've got a gap that wide in my road. I can't get my road fixed, pay $4,500 a year property tax and tax. Can't fix mine, but you're going to do this and put 70-some-odd businesses out of business. And I'm going to bring this up in front of the Transportation Board, but I'm asking you gentlemen also to get ready for it because I can't read it too good. My eyes are having a problem, but I will pursue it further. I don't think, according to what he sent me, you cannot build that East-West Corridor. And the point was made, we're going to fix the J Highway, we're going to fix Maple Street. We got two dots, then we connect the dots. No, you're not going to connect the dots. According to this, you're going to be in violation of the current administration. So I'm just asking you to please read it over carefully. You get with them, and I'll try to be there at the transportation meeting.
Can we ask you a question, Bob?
Yes, sir.
See, Jim's got his finger up. Let him go first.
But so when did you receive this?
I mark it here, received July the 10th. I stamp all my mail that I get.
Okay. So, Mr. Preston, would you make sure, I don't think I got a copy. Would you make sure we get a copy in the commission office?
I think that was Friday
of
last week.
Friday.
His letter was dated July the 9th to me, but it says, copy Frank Preston, Taney County Road and Bridge Administrator. So,
Bob, I'm at a disadvantage not knowing what you're
right.
what you're looking at. So I can look at that. And we obviously, from my perspective, I don't want to make sure the county doesn't do anything that violates any restrictions on the grant and the Tiger. I think you're referring to the Tiger II grant.
Tiger Grant II, right. Yeah, okay. And I will, depending if I'm feeling okay, I'll try to get to the next transportation meeting, which I don't know what day it was changed.
Changed. It's a Monday the 26th, I believe.
The 26th. Okay, I'll try to be there.
At 3 o'clock, I believe.
But in the meantime, I wish you, so that you'd know when I go there on the 26th, you gentlemen should know what's going on. Thank
gotcha.
You.
Bob, I've got a couple if I could.
Yes, sir.
You mentioned your road that you couldn't get it fixed. This washout was just last night.
Well, it was in the last few weeks. There was one rain and another, but last night's made it. I've got pictures on a
Have you reported it to Road and Bridge? Or
I just took pictures of it at 8:30 this morning before I got here.
Okay. In order for us to know that we need to fix something, a lot of times we need the resident to let us know there's a problem.
Okay, well, then I will show the pictures, and I have them, yes.
Okay. The other thing, I didn't follow you 100%. This was from Frank Miller from MoDOT.
Yes, sir.
And he's saying that we can't build the East-West Corridor. Could you add a little more to that? I mean,
yes,
with the Tiger II money is what you're saying.
Right.
Which we haven't, I don't think there was any proposal in the transportation meeting about building the East-West Road. Well, there was a proposal to build an intersection
on J and on Maple Street.
And
then somebody mentioned you connect the dots. You have a dot here and a dot, and then it's easier to get money.
They're not asking to build the whole road. They were proposing, the proposal was, to build two intersections and not build the road.
Well, when it's a little hard for me to read this here, but when you get it, you'll read it. The basis of what this says is, with what Frank Miller said the other day, is that it's not only for transportation, it's for economic development. Well, if there's 70 businesses that you're going to affect, that's not helping. And it's plain in here. It's very plain. I can maybe get Nikki to copy these two pages, or you have it. I'll show you where it is.
Did you read that he's saying we couldn't do those intersections or
No, you can do the intersections.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what the board was looking at.
Right.
They weren't. I don't think there was any discussion about trying to build the whole road.
Right. But my thought is, why fix those intersections when I've got to drive out of my road like this morning, or I'll go in a hole that deep. So
well, the Maple Street intersection, the idea was, as I heard it presented, was that would benefit the traffic getting to Maple Street. So it not just, if it was done, it would be a benefit without the East-West Corridor. If for some reason the East-West Corridor was built later on, then that would be a piece of it. But if the East-West wasn't built, that's a separate project that would have a direct benefit.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment? That it? All right. New and old business. We've got Sycamore Church Road, Southwest Missouri Natural Gas. Frank, you got a comment for us there or need?
Good morning, gentlemen. I believe I forwarded you an email last Friday in regards to the letter from Frank Miller.
Right.
If not, I'll make sure that you do get that.
It was referring to a site to look at, is that correct? Or was it a letter itself?
It's the letter that Mr. Chance is...
Okay, I didn't see that.
Okay.
Did y'all get that?
I'll make sure that you do.
You sent us a link, email link, forwarded from Frank Miller. I think you sent it to us. It says 401 Friday.
Okay. I'll double check that. Thank you, Mr. Chance. But I don't believe that Mr. Frank Miller said that we could not build the East-West Corridor. It's how you interpret the information that was sent to the county.
Okay.
Thank you. I do not know why this is before the commission this morning. This is a permit for the gas company to do some boring underneath Sycamore Church Road. I don't know how it got on the calendar. Typically, we handle permits internally inside within the Road and Bridge Department. But since it is on the calendar, I would like to talk about the gas company in general. And they're requiring you, the commission's signature for this particular permit. Having read the permit, it's not site-specific to Sycamore Church Road. I would like that language to be typed on here so that it is site-specific so that they can move forward with this particular location. What I'd like to talk about is the fact that Taney County and the City of Branson, having spoke with Mr. David Miller several times, specifically in regards to the gas company and their construction practices here within the county, we've asked, myself and Randy and Mr. Miller have asked for specific engineer drawings as to where the gas lines will be located and their construction practices that they'll be using. And we have yet, myself, Randy, or the City of Branson, the ability to obtain those types of documents, which are very common in construction. And one would think with a pressurized gas line, you would have more detailed information than a sewer or water line. So bottom line, I'm in favor of approving this Sycamore Church boring. It had minimal impact. I am making a formal complaint about the gas company and their practices. I'd like to set up a meeting with them. I'd like to get City of Branson involved. We have a lack of information to move forward. And also like to have a conversation with the commission in regards to a franchise agreement in moving forward with this gas line throughout the Taney County area.
Frank, I do have a question for you. Based off this permit that they've requested, they don't give any landmarks. I mean, the legal description doesn't tell you exactly where on Sycamore Church they're.
No, they don't. That's basically we get a picture.
Well, it's a very zoomed up picture of almost, I mean, it gives us what, a, about a 200 foot picture.
But you can't tell from that drawing
where that
at.
Is.
Right. And that's a general concept through for my complaint is this the type of information. Or we'll get an aerial view with a colored line somewhere within a 50, 60, or 80 foot right of way. There will be putting a gas line through there. I think we need a little bit more detailed information than that.
You other questions? You mentioned that the permit requires commission signature, so I guess that's why it's before us today.
Right, but I could have brought it on my Monday meeting. It, you know.
So did they prepare this request, you think, that has place for that?
Yes.
They contacted us.
Right,
and they were supposed, I thought he was supposed to be here.
And he was supposed to be here
okay.
this morning.
To present this.
So. I wasn't in the information loop, so that's why I didn't know. But it was a nice opportunity to bring up some of the issues that I've been having with the gas line.
Well, as you're aware, we've been working with them for maybe even before you came to work for the county. And there's been this issue of permits, and they've changed locations many times. And as it says here, it appears that our steel line will only cross one of your roads, Sycamore, which has changed just in the last few months.
Right.
So, and I think Branson has had the same issues that they keep changing things. And so it does make it kind of difficult and gives you that less than secure feeling that we should have on a gas line.
We've had some recent correspondence where they will be impacting several more Taney County roads and neighborhoods, and therefore I think we should have a meeting to move forward.
Is the commission in support of that?
Mm-hmm.
Asking for a meeting with them? And
yeah.
I'm hearing yes, so who
you
would
have
we like to
sign?
Timeline on that? How soon?
How would we like to go forward?
Sooner the better. I mean, they're asking for a boring easement, so they're probably need it pretty soon.
Right. Are you okay to sign this one document?
No.
No?
Because I don't know where on Sycamore Church Road. It's a long road. So I'm not fine with it.
I would not be either. I mean, we need a location. I agree.
Something a little bit more than...
We've asked for that information over and over.
Yeah.
But by not signing this, I think we might make a point.
Okay. So Frank's going to be the
lead on
one that leads this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir. All right. Other business. Okay, we'll recess for about 5 minutes and then come back and get in our weekly agenda.
Okay.
Very good. Thanks for being here.